The Gaza Strip is known for being an impoverished, densely populated flashpoint in the Mideast. The Islamist party Hamas, elected to run Gaza a few years ago, is ostracized as a terrorist group by the U.S. and European Union. But Gaza is also the site of valuable antiquities, and now some Hamas officials hope an ancient Greek god, a statue of him at least, can help forge some ties with the West. NPR's Emily Harris tells the tale.
Gaza's western edge is the Mediterranean Sea. Judah Abu Ghoreb is one of many men in Gaza who like to fish.
It's my hobby. I love fishing, and if I get a chance to sell a few fish, all the better.
One Friday last August, Abu Ghoreb tossed his net from a small boat 100 yards offshore. He caught a half a dozen fish and a glimpse of something that scared him.
I was scared because it looked like a person. Eyes, a face, hands, fingers. So I dove down. When I touched it, I realized it was a statue. I tried to move it, but it was so heavy. I thought it was tied to the bottom.
Lots of rope, the rowboat, and six cousins hauled the find ashore. A donkey cart lugged it up the sandy cliff to Abu Ghoreb's home. The statue is being touted as a real treasure. The few people who've seen it say it is a nearly 6-foot-tall, curly-haired, ancient bronze of the Greek god Apollo. But the day it was found, one of Abu Ghoreb's relatives took the statue away for safekeeping. It hasn't been seen in public since. Wealthy Gazan antiquities collector Jodat Hodari says that shortly after that, someone showed him a video of the god statue pulled from the sea.
That night, I didn't sleep. What a beauty, what a treasure, what good luck. So happy that such an important statue found in Gaza.
Gaza has been a crossroad for thousands of years. Archaeologists and amateurs have uncovered ancient statues in Gaza, Greek coins, Roman glass bottles, and Byzantine mosaics. Khodri says he did not buy the Apollo.
When it comes to Apollo, it's a non-commercial issue. It's a pure historical issue.
The Hamas government hopes this find might build bridges to Western cultural institutions. Director of Gaza's Antiquities Department, Ahmed Al-Borsh, says Hamas now has Apollo under lock and key.
We want to establish direct communications with official institutions who share our aim of protecting the statue.
Gazan archaeologist and restoration expert Fadel Al-Otol worries the statue will deteriorate if it's not stored soon in carefully regulated conditions. But he says dreams of Apollo helping Hamas are far-fetched right now.
As a Palestinian and as an expert in antique restoration, I think it's impossible that the statue will give the government political connections at this point. They haven't even shown Apollo. They're just talking about it, and that won't get them anywhere.
The government is handing out photos. In some of them, Apollo rests on a sheet decorated with Smurfs. The statue looks splotchy brown and green. His left eye is missing, along with two fingers and one thumb. The fisherman who found the statue says he whacked off one of Apollo's fingers with a 5-pound hammer.
It had a certain shine, so we thought we should find out what kind of metal it was before doing anything else.
The Hamas government says the finger was melted. The fisherman says it's back with Apollo, wherever the Greek god might be. Emily Harris, NPR News.